Teacher's Day is marked all across the country. The Iranian foreign minister is in Qatar for talks on the recent regional developments. Also tonight, scientists in Brazil have developed a method of turning pineapples into plastics. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Hi, you're watching Evening Live here on China 4 News from the capital Tehran. It's 11 p.m. Monday, May the 2nd. The U.S. military center said it has managed to kill Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden 10 years after the 9/11 attack. The military said bin Laden was shot dead deep inside Pakistan in a nighttime helicopter raid by U.S. covert forces. It said that bin Laden was hiding in a mansion in the well-to-do city of Abbottabad near Islamabad. Shortly after the announcement, U.S. President Barack Obama appeared in television to talk about what he described as a justice. Obama urged the nation for a full support as he rang the bell of possible Al-Qaeda attacks against America. In Pakistan, television stations withdrew an image broadcast of the purported body of Osama bin Laden, saying the picture was a fake. The image revealing bin Laden's bloodied face has apparently been on the internet since 2009. Hours later, in a surprise move, the U.S. officials said they have buried bin Laden at sea. They claimed they had no time for negotiations with other countries to arrange for a possible burial. The U.S. military, meanwhile, released a hasty statement saying it is not going to leave Afghanistan in the near future. Iran says the death of Osama bin Laden has removed any excuse for the United States and its allies to deploy forces in the Middle East under the pretext of fighting terrorism. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast said this, adding, Tehran hopes this development will help establish peace and security throughout the region. Mehmanparast said Iran, as the victim of terrorism, strongly condemns this ill-omened phenomenon all over the world. Appreciation for teachers was the talk of the day as the schools and academic centers all across Iran mark the National Teachers' Day. And universities nationwide were host to ceremonies to honor the teachers and their sincere and tireless efforts for scientific and spiritual development of the younger generation. The occasion was also marked in the parliament, where the speaker and a number of MPs were received with flowers at the chamber's entrance. On the sidelines, the speaker Ali Larijani underlined the highly influential role of the teachers as the real trainers of the society. The top MP described teachers as the front runners of development and progress in the society, adding the legislature will do what it takes to allay the teachers' concerns and provide them with a tranquil working atmosphere. The first phase of a development plan at the oil refinery of the Persian Gulf island of Lavan came on a stream at the presence of Oil Minister Masoud Mirkazemi. The plan is scheduled to come online fully up to the end of the current Iranian calendar year. The intake capacity of the Lavan oil refinery will increase from 30,000 to 50,000 barrels per day transferred from the South Pars oil and gas field. Speaking on the sidelines of the inaugural, Mirkazemi said development of joint oil and gas fields is high on the agenda of the government. He went on to say the export of oil products from the Persian Gulf Islands yields higher value added. The oil minister further said plannings are being made to double the capacity of Iranian oil refineries and help the country rank among biggest exporters of oil products in the region. Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi, heading a ranking delegation, paid a day-long visit to the Qatari capital city of Doha. Once there, Salehi held a meeting with Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. During the talks, the senior officials raised the strategic ways to expand bilateral relations. Salehi also met with his Qatari counterpart, Sheikh Hamad bin Jassim bin Jabr Al Thani, as they discussed latest regional developments. During the meeting, Qatari Foreign Minister referred to the strategic role of the Islamic Republic when it comes to settlement of regional challenges. The two sides further underlined closer consultations over the ongoing events in North Africa and the Middle East. Hundreds of children staged a march in the Yemeni capital to demand the ouster of embattled President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The children were divided into three groups dressed up in red, white and black clothes to show the Yemeni national flag. The demonstrators shouted various slogans calling for Saleh's immediate ouster. Little girls among the crowd were holding cards while walking, reading in Arabic, "Leave." The march's organizers said that the demonstration of the children represented the demands of the Yemeni people. Yemen has witnessed 3-month-long anti-government protests that demand an immediate end to the 33-year rule of Saleh. Is almost 11:08. Iran's Farzad Abdullahi advanced to the semi-finals of the 2011 WTF World Taekwondo Championships in the South Korean city of Gyeongju. On the second day of the tournament, Abdullahi defeated his Italian rival in the 80 kilogram category and moved forward to the semi-finals. Abdullahi will compete for the gold on Tuesday. In women's section, Samone Sheshpari was defeated by her rival from Croatia in 53-kilogram category and was eliminated from the games. Athletes from 149 countries have taken part in the six-day games. Bikers from Azad University team outpaced competitors in two disciplines on the third day of Iran's Cycling Super League. The points race competition saw Alireza Haqqi finish first ahead of Muhammad Rajablu from Pekan and Hamid Jannat representing Javanov Golpaygan. Azad University sprinters Muhammad and Mahmoud Parosh stood first and second in the Kyren race, while Pekan's Ahmad Asgarpour settled for the bronze medal. 96 cyclists from 12 clubs are competing in the Iranian Super League, which is underway at the cycling track of Tehran's Azadi Stadium. And now look at some of those stories in brief. Gunmen armed with Kalashnikovs and rockets killed 4 police officials and set fire to 6 NATO vehicles on the main road heading northwest from the Pakistani capital. Witnesses said the gunmen first opened fire on the tankers and after fleeing, they attacked a nearby police post. The attack left 6 others injured. NATO trucks and tankers are targets of frequent attacks in Pakistan, blamed on Taliban and other militants attempting to disrupt supplies bound for more than 130,000 US-led international troops in Afghanistan. India's national carrier Air India cancelled 90% of its flights across the country as the pilots' strike entered the sixth day. The ongoing strike was called by former Indian Airlines pilots as they accused the airline of not paying them wages in line with their counterparts at Air India. The federal government merged Air India with Indian Airlines in 2007, but the company has as yet been unable to bring all staff from the two companies under a common wage structure. People talk, birds sing, mice squeak. It's always been that way, but that was until Japanese scientists came across an extraordinary colony of mice. Unlike ordinary mice that traditionally squeak, these genetically engineered mice sing like a bird. They sing when they are in a new and unfamiliar environment, for example, or when under stress. Males seem to sing more loudly and frequently when placed in close proximity to females. The mice appear to be singing to each other, which suggests that the vocalizations have become part of their social behavior. And scientists in Brazil have developed a method of turning pineapples, banana peels, and other fibrous plants into plastic. The researchers say the material is strong, lightweight, and eco-friendly, and will soon replace conventional plastics in auto manufacturing. They say it can be used instead of petrochemical-based polymers to reinforce conventional plastic, or as a replacement for conventional plastic. Scientists believe that the new plastic will step up the monetary value of several plants and create more jobs in the countryside. Five movies have been added to the Iranian cinematic productions list to be offered in the 2011 Cannes Film Market, let's say. Passion of Charlie, Paradise is Here, Moonlight on the Platform, and Endless are the feature films that will go to the market. The fifth film is The 9/11 Black Box, directed by Mohammad Reza Islamlou. It is a political documentary which questions the official story of September 11, 2001 events. Each movie will be showcased twice in public screenings during the market running date. The 2011 Cannes Film Market will open on May 11th and will run until May 22nd. And that's all for this edition of IRIB English News. Thanks for tuning in. Weather report is up next. Good night.